Ready to take a deep dive? Today, we're looking at California's ban on those non-compete agreements.
Yeah, specifically how employers are handling it all.
It's interesting, right? Because what happens in California, well, often it kind of sets a trend for the whole U.S.
Definitely. I mean, it really makes you think differently about how companies protect what's important to them and how we can have a job market where people can move around.
Exactly. So non-compete agreements, those clauses that stop employees from, you know, jumping ship to a competitor.
Right. Or from starting their own company that's like directly competing.
For a certain amount of time. Right.
Yeah.
We've all probably seen them. But California is basically turning that whole idea on its head.
They're really all about giving employees the freedom to move around and encouraging new ideas. So they've gone ahead and pretty much banned non-competes in most cases.
Think about it. Let's say you're a software engineer and you're in Silicon Valley. You can hop from Google to Facebook, then over to Apple without, you know, any legal headaches.
It's a pretty big deal, right? But on the other hand, it definitely creates some challenges for employers.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when you're talking about holding on to those really skilled employees or keeping important information under wraps. It's a whole different ballgame now.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, wouldn't this make it incredibly tough for startups, especially those just starting out with limited resources, to even compete?
That's definitely something people are concerned about. There's a strong argument that non-competes are super important for startups, especially in those early stages when they're developing something new.
Right, because they're going up against these massive established companies.
Exactly. But, you know, California law is basically forcing these companies to think outside the box, to find different ways to protect themselves.
So what are these companies actually doing? I mean, are they just giving up?
No, not at all. They're actually getting really creative. Like, I was talking to a founder recently who said they've started offering equity to all their employees after they've been there for 3 years.
What?
It's a pretty clever way to incentivize people to stay with the company.
That's really smart. It makes employees feel like they're truly invested in the company's success.
Right.
Are there any other strategies that you're seeing out there?
Well, a lot of companies are really doubling down on building a really strong company culture.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Things like awesome benefits, being flexible with work arrangements, giving people opportunities to learn and grow professionally.
So you create an environment where people actually want to stick around.
Exactly.
Even without, you know, a non-compete hanging over their heads.
Right, right. But there's also the issue of protecting all that valuable intellectual property. It's not just about keeping employees happy.
Oh, for sure. How are companies handling that aspect?
They're definitely relying more on trade secret laws. These laws protect confidential information that's not publicly known and gives a company that competitive edge.
Things like special algorithms.
Yep. Customer lists, internal processes, things like that.
And, of course, you can't forget about good old confidentiality agreements.
Oh, absolutely. And it's important to remember that these confidentiality agreements, they're not the same as non-competes. They spell out very clearly what information employees can't share even after they've moved on.
So you're protecting the company's sensitive data, but you're not limiting the employees' future career options.
Precisely.
So it seems like this whole ban on non-competes in California, it's not really an ending. It's more like the start of something new.
It's true. It's really changing how companies view things like talent and innovation. It's pretty fascinating to watch it all unfold.
It really is a fascinating case study.
Yeah.
And it raises a really big question. Could this model that California is going with, where they're emphasizing employees' ability to move around freely, could it actually lead to more economic growth and innovation? Not just in California, but across the entire country.
It's a great question, and there's no easy answer. I mean, some folks are worried about potential downsides.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely concerns out there.
But others see it as this really bold move towards a future that's, well, more dynamic, more competitive. It's really interesting to think about.
It is. And this deep dive has hopefully given you a glimpse into how the employment world is changing, especially after California made this decision.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that's just getting started, and it's going to be really interesting to see where it all goes from here.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
You bet. It's been fun.